Students are back in school. The rest will be there soon. And as they discuss their summers, a few girls can claim a unique experience. This year marked the first time Boy Scouts of America allowed girls to attend summer camp with boys. Alexander Ritchie spent time with campers in North Alabama.
Since 1966, vans full of Boy Scouts have traveled up the side of Lookout Mountain, past switchbacks, and along the edges of DeSoto State Park to make it to Camp Comer Scout Reservation. For that week, the boys trade church basements and civic centers for climbing towers and rifle ranges out in the woods. But this year is different. There are girls at Boy Scout camp. And on this day, a group of about two dozen boys and one girl are preparing to shoot at the rifle range during free time.
All right, gentlemen, there is lady on the range.
That lady is 14-year-old Olivia Holmes.
Women at all times. We are going to let the lady shoot before y'all.
This is the first time girls have been allowed to come to Camp Comer and participate as full-fledged scouts. As of May, 64 girls have joined scouting across North Alabama. Olivia says she's gotten pointed reactions from some people.
Well, I got asked two times, is that a girl? And another kid said, yeah, she's not supposed to be here, and that kind of got me mad, but I kind of sort of expected that kind of stuff.
Melinda Holmes is Olivia's mom and one of the leaders for her troop. She also has two sons in Scouts. Since the Scouts announced last year it will admit girls into more programs, there's been a strong backlash. Holmes says misconceptions have fueled some of that. Some, for example, worry girls and boys will be in the same troop.
Some of the information they have is just wrong. They're not co-ed, they're independent.
Boy troops and girl troops may meet in the same places, but participate in separate meetings. Many of the facilities at Camp Comer have been retrofitted to accommodate both genders. The bathhouses were once big rooms with flimsy plastic curtains between the showers. Now, metal doors have been installed. Some might ask, why not just join Girl Scouts? The organizations share similar roots, but have vastly different programs. Many girls I spoke with say Girl Scouts lack the same opportunities that Boy Scouts of America offers, including the opportunity to earn the prestigious Eagle Scout rank.
That's a big draw for parent Matt Garrett.
I think a lot of the girls who have joined, especially the older ones, they're like in their 15 or 16. That's their draw. They want to pursue Eagle. They like to get the rank of Eagle because it does have like a, you know, some weight to it.
He's an Eagle Scout, just like his father, and he hopes his sons and daughters will be one day too.
I always said my daughters were better scouts than my son because they were always, let's go camping, let's do the hike, leading the way kind of thing, and now they have an opportunity.
Teen campers Chase Gita and Kristen Grayley are working on some bugle calls along the lake near the amphitheater. They've been in scouting for a few years. Kristen says he tries not to focus on the fact girls are around.
I mean, I try not to pay attention to it. I mean, my first encounter was just like, was in class, and I was being my dumb little self, band kid. You know how it is. I just said, hey, and then we just carried on a normal conversation, and that was the end of it.
Chase is a bit more smooth.
People overhype it a lot. I mean, there are talk about these catastrophic stuff that's going to happen. And I mean, honestly, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
By the end of camp, Olivia has earned a total of 10 merit badges. Her brother was getting close to his Eagle rank. Olivia's mother, Melinda, hopes her daughter follows in his footsteps.
The girls aren't going to change scouting. Scouting is what scouting is, and scouting is a wonderful opportunity.
Holmes says from where she sits, she only sees positives to having her daughter in the Boy Scouts. For WBHM, I'm Alexander Ritchie.